Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamati, Allah my Lord,
His word Quran,
Muhammad Prophet,
praise be upon,
I am Muslim for all of time.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Youth Station, my dear beautiful listeners, wherever you might be. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, stand up. With me, Sister Asma. Assalamu alaikum, Asma. How are you, sister?
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, brother. So,
excellent.
What are we going to discuss today?
Let's talk about addiction. I'm addicted to so many things.
Who is not?
Are you?
Is there
what
anyone
are you addicted
say,
to? What
is there
are you
anyone
addicted?
Who could
Let
claim
us
that I'm
life.
Not addicted to anything?
You're not?
Yes, I am, of
oh,
course.
Oh, you are?
I said,
okay.
Is there
I had
anyone?
Just the word not. And I'm like, what is she, a saint?
No.
Okay,
no,
so what are you addicted to?
I am addicted to using so much of social media.
Who isn't? I'm guilty.
I'm addicted to what more? Overthinking. I'm addicted to overthinking.
Is that an addiction?
Yes, it's an
addiction. Oh, can we have like a good addiction, bad addiction?
Is that a good addiction to be overthinking?
No, I mean, like, can we even have
a good and bad
addiction?
Yes, of course,
we
you could have good addiction.
But, I mean, isn't the word addiction, it's like, it has like a negative vibe
yes,
to it?
Yes, yes, it has some negative connotations.
Can we attach it to something that's good?
But sometimes there are good addictions. For example, reading books is a good addiction.
Mm.
But nowadays, since we have cell phones in our hands.
I mean, is reading books considered to be addiction or just seeking knowledge?
Unless
you want to say seeking knowledge is addictive.
No. Also, that is addictive. We could say
or
that.
Or maybe parts of reading. Because like if, for example, I'm addicted to reading novels. Mm-hmm. Novels not necessarily the
That's my
thing.
Job. I'm addicted to reading novels. So good addictions we have as well. But bad addictions are the ones that are going to kill us one day.
Mm. So far, we can have good addiction mm-hmm. and bad
yes.
addiction. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. Are we doing more of the good addiction or the bad addiction?
It depends.
As youth. What are we doing?
What everyone would say right now is bad addiction.
Bad addiction?
Yes. If you call the parents, then they would say bad addictions.
Bad addiction from the perspective of the parents or from the perspective of the youth? Now, for example, as a
no,
young,
the perspective
as a young
of the
person,
youth, there is no bad
okay,
addiction.
Right. So
it's all good.
Do you call playing video games as an addiction?
It's an addiction, yes.
All right, so if I play video games, I mean, as a young person, I don't have much to do,
mm-hmm.
right? So
yes.
I got plenty
Your
of time.
Your parents would call that addiction, bad addiction, but you would call it a hobby.
Yeah, so I got a lot of time to kill, so why would it be addiction?
Because after some points in your life, that would turn to be one of your habits, and you cannot live without it. You know, everything is good, whatever you're doing and you consider it good, it's good, but until the time it's not in a way that if you don't do it, you feel something is missing in your life. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, okay. Well, something was like when you first say something, something clicked in my head and I just drifted away. Is habit and addiction synonymous to each other?
They could be.
Yeah, like, oh, they just do two different words with two different meanings.
Of course, every single word has got a meaning for itself. It speaks of its own, but I would say habits and addictions are... Habits, after a while, would turn into addiction.
So it could work vice versa. A
yes.
habit could be an addiction. Addiction could be a habit.
Yes, yes.
All right, cool.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Do you have any other ideas?
So I don't know.
You say that habits are not addictions?
I might say habits are not addictions. I don't know, but I'm getting the sense that an addiction is a very strong word to a habit. An addiction is like something you can't live without. For example, if someone is on drug, he's got drug addiction, he can't live without that kind of addiction. Or if someone is like addicted to social media, they addicted. You take the phone away from them and they've blown your face. Where a habit is just something that, for example, praying, salah becomes a habit. You know, like if you know how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, tell me about this man. He's constantly praying.
Yes.
And he said, well, test him. You know, test him. Other thing he says.
So habits are like addictions.
No, that's what I'm saying. So a person can live without. You know what I mean?
Like
a
yes, habit. Yes, I know.
I can live without a habit. It's like, okay, my habit is to
but
do this on time.
But it has been a part
but
of
let's say,
you.
For example, if I don't have the right environment, right time, I can get away with it. You know, like, okay, it's just a habit. But if it's an addiction, like I start to itch, like, I must have it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what
like,
you mean.
Like, I'll die without it. Like, try to take an iPhone or, like, you know, a device from a young kid or from an adult from doing something they do, they wouldn't know what to do. Like, just get them for the kids just who play 8 hours a day.
Well, as for me, I would say I would not live without my habits as well. So habits
so
are the same.
So one of your habits is reading books, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what happens if one day I said to your sister, Asma, let's go do some work, and you don't get to read your book for a whole day?
Well,
how would
let's
you
say it's
do you
my
feel,
addiction.
Do you feel like withdrawal?
Well, that would be very difficult because I feel like something is missing.
No.
My plans are not going as they were.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the notion that the word addiction, it has like a lot of symptoms with it, right?
Yes.
And a lot of withdrawals if you don't do it. For example, addicted to smoking. You don't smoke for a day and you start to go crazy. You take your drugs and you go crazy.
So do we have a person of having the habit of smoking? We could say that someone has a habit of smoking.
No, you can't because habit, like what? My habit is to smoke? No, it's an actual addiction because addiction is when your brain neurons and the way your brain thinks.
You are putting too much stress on the word addiction. Just say it like habit. Habit addiction.
No,
then
you
that,
can't.
The story is
no,
told.
You can't because this way you're misleading the youth. Because you know what? A youth could come to you and be like, no, it's just a habit. Like they would try to lower the full extent of the word. Right, they go into something that's really bad. Oh, it's just a habit.
Which yes, means like, it's you know, just a habit.
No, if it's a really bad thing, if it's an addiction and you call it habit. For example, why isn't the medical science referring to things as habits? Okay, smoking is a habit. Overeating is a habit. Everything's a habit. It might begin as a habit.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Turns into addiction. Once it turns into addiction, it's a disease. It's no longer, because anything, like I said from the beginning, that word addiction has a negative vibe to it. Anything that's addicted or you become addicted to is obviously not good for you.
Of course.
Yeah. So we'll
But all the addictions start with habits.
They start with habits.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. But can we call them habits? That's what I think me and you, we might not 100% agree there.
Yes.
Yeah, because like I said, with a if a person has a habit, they can give it up. They can leave it without any withdrawal, without any medication.
I don't have the same thoughts on that. Yeah. Habits are also very difficult.
Strong, not saying that, you know, they're strong. Like you feel something empty, like you said. For example, with people who are addicted to something, shouldn't give it to them. Some people become very violent. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I've seen a lot of kids, like they start to yell and scream at their parents. I've seen adults, like even adults, or not even youth. If you take something that they're addicted to, they
become so aggressive.
They're aggressive. They sometimes even commit murder.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
So it gets out of hand. So that's why, like today, you know, the medical science arena kind of thing, they're trying to very much try to deal with addictions. Which is a problem.
It's like very
gambling
difficult
addiction,
to deal with,
drug
you know?
Addiction, alcohol addiction, and now we have social media addiction. In Australia, we have dedicated centers now to gaming addiction.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah. So where parents bringing their kids, like, okay, my child addicted.
And does that work?
It does work. Yeah, they put them through programs and stuff like that. It works. So, you know, they change a lot of things in their life, like their foods, their stuff. They take them out. They like they would have certain programs that keeps them.
They replace other activities.
Yeah, they kind of get their mind back to a normal state where they're not
back
no
to
longer
reality.
Back to reality. So they're no longer. But that's a problem, though. We have the metaverse coming. That's going to be a problem.
That's going to make it deeper
We're trying
and
to
deeper.
Bring people back to reality. They putting them back into what do you call it?
They take them forth into future. So we were talking about metaverse that is going to take us into a new world, which is going to be more addictive.
So we want to bring them back to reality. Yes. They want to take them into virtual reality, which is not real. That's the word I'm after. Virtual reality, where we live in a virtual reality now, where everything doesn't seem to be realistic enough. And we seem to enjoy it. So if this metaverse comes in and they want to say, you know what, you don't even need to interact with people anymore. You can just live inside your glasses and talk and do things. That's a problem.
And since it's going to be very interesting, then we are going to put much time on that.
Yeah. Have you watched the TV series called Black Window?
Why? How does it relate to metaverse and...
Okay, because Black Window, it's a series about how futuristic things could become reality. Like you put a chip on your brain and then your eyes kind of black out and then you just completely got into another a virtual reality thing where it's very realistic and what you feel in that reality, a virtual reality, your body could actually sense it and feels it too, which if this becomes a reality, that becomes a problem.
Yeah.
Like if they actually work and develop it. Like, I mean, I know like Facebook is working on the metaverse, which if it becomes reality, you have millions of people in their glasses instead of being outside.
And then you would sleep on the sofa and then you would have those glasses on your eyes and the life stops.
Exactly. Sorry, I do apologize. It was the series called Black Mirror, not Black Window. Black Mirror.
Yes.
Right?
So I should watch that.
You should. But I mean, like, if this is what we're headed, we can have a problem. So that
of
could
course.
Be
so because that's an addiction. Right now,
because people right now are addicted to Facebook, aren't they?
Yes. We cannot solve this addiction. Now a bigger addiction comes
in. Yeah, so the addiction itself is kind of evolving.
Yes,
from
it's evolving.
Just crawling with your fingers. Mm-hmm. Like if for those who are addicted to Facebook, there are those who are addicted to TikTok. There are those who are addicted to YouTube. Those who are addicted to Snapchat.
But there are ways to control it, you know? I remember there was a month when I had to study pretty much stronger than other times. Then what I did was that I devoted a special time. I said, you can have only 1 hour each night to go through social media.
So that's a reward system. You're rewarding yourself.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I said, you do all your jobs, and then after you finish, you would reward yourself in a way that you could go for your cell phone and go through social media. That was the way I healed myself for only a month. And then after that, when I everything was smoother.
When you finished
school,
you went back to your addiction.
because I had much more time, you know. What makes things terrible is your free time. If you do not plan for your free time, you get stuck with addiction.
Okay, that's a problem.
There are addictions for you.
Yeah, but then addiction, they fill up your time and you say, I have no time left.
That's
like,
true.
My time is full. I got no time. What are you doing?
Nothing.
I'm just watching TV. I'm just going through Netflix.
I'm doing nothing
series
yet
after
I'm
series
so
after
busy.
Series. Yeah, I have that disease.
Okay. Yes. May right, God well, bless us all.
I mean, yeah, we definitely need to take the addiction seriously, especially when it comes to time. Things that consume our time management, it will have devastating effect on our careers, on our brains, on our families, on our kids. So addiction these days are just, to me, it's just as deadly as cancer.
Exactly.
Because if you're not active, you're just as good as dead. I always remember this saying that one guy said once. He said, if you're not giving extra to life, you are extra on life. So we have millions of people who are extra on life. They're not doing anything good to life, rather than they sucking the life out of life.
Yes, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, sometimes we turn into just beings who are breathing. That's what we do.
That's a big problem.
All right. Yes.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for today. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Inshallah, we will get back to you in another program. Stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.